From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled against the Environmental Protection Agency, saying the EPA needed to consider cost to industry when it set pollution limits for power plants. St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapra has more.
The Supreme Court's 5-4 decision was a victory for industry groups and states, including Missouri, that had challenged the EPA's mercury and air toxic standards as overly costly to implement. The deadline to comply with the standards was in April, but Ameren's Labadie and Meramec power plants were among those granted one-year extensions. Ameren says projects to reduce mercury emissions at those two plants are in various stages of implementation. According to a 2011 report by the advocacy group Environment Missouri, Ameren's Labadie plant was the second largest source of mercury pollution in the country. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
The Columbia Police Department decided to disband their mounted and motorcycle units due to a staffing shortage. Nearly all of the officers assigned to the motorcycle unit have been reassigned to car patrol units. CPD spokesman and mounted officer Bob Dockler says the mounted units have been suspended because the staffing shortage required officers to participate in mounted work while on overtime.
The mounted unit and the motor unit both played very important functions in the police department. However, they were luxury items.
The horses are privately owned by officers, so they will be ridden recreationally until the staffing issue is fixed. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that the execution protocol used in Oklahoma does not violate the constitutional ban on cruel and unusual punishment. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman explains why yesterday's decision matters here in Missouri.
In a 5-4 opinion, the High Court ruled that inmates challenging the drugs used to carry out lethal injections have to show that another method of execution is available. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals made the same argument when it rejected claims that Missouri's drug cocktail could cause inmates severe pain. Elizabeth Carlisle is an attorney for the Missouri inmates. She says she and her colleagues are reviewing the Supreme Court decision for ways to save their clients.
But of course, it's disappointing that we're still in a position where we're not squarely confronting the issue of what's happening to people when they're executed in Missouri.
The Supreme Court decision does not affect three pending state cases that are seeking to force Missouri to reveal the name of the pharmacy where it gets its drugs. I'm Rachel Lippman.
A new Missouri measure aims to help families financially support those with disabilities. The bill signed yesterday by Governor Jay Nixon would allow someone with a disability or their family to open a tax-exempt savings account to pay for related expenses. The measure also allows for others to give tax-deductible donations of as much as $8,000 to the program, which then could be invested. Married couples could give as much as $16,000. Any money in someone's savings account through the program wouldn't count towards total assets when determining a person's eligibility for Medicaid or other benefits. A new board led by the state treasurer will be in charge of the savings account program. The measure was sponsored by Republican Senator Eric Schmidt of Glendale. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.